WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
So far, Susan Faludi's new book, Stiffed, has been called everything from anti-feminist to anti-capitalist to a triumph of social criticism. Our book critic, Maureen Corrigan, weighs in.
Susan Faludi's new book, entitled Stiffed, is about the myths and betrayals that contemporary American society has perpetrated on men. That it's brilliant is no surprise. After all, Faludi's first book was the highly acclaimed Backlash, an investigation of, as she called it, America's undeclared war against women. What's more unexpected, however, is just how exciting Stiffed is to read. It's packed with insights that prompt you to reconsider everything, from the Vietnam War to men's fashion magazines. At the same time I was reading Stiffed, I was also reading Scott Turow's new thriller, Personal Injuries. Now for me, a suspense story almost always wins out at day's end over a thick work of cultural criticism, but not in this instance. The tale that unfolded in Stiffed was far more engrossing and revelatory. Faludi originally set out in Stiffed to solve the mystery of why so many men are so resistant to feminism. Well, duh, it's because lots of them feel threatened and have contempt for strong women, right? Yeah, that's the solution many of us other feminists would have been satisfied with, but not Faludi. In an intellectually daring feat of detective work, Faludi demonstrates how feminism is pretty much a red herring, an easy target, but not the cause of male baby boomers' anger. Instead, the chief culprits are a post-war generation of emotionally absent fathers and an emergent corporate culture that prizes image over substance and regards the older male ethos of loyalty and teamwork as a chump's game. A quick, albeit dumbed-down way to grasp Faludi's complex reading here is to consider our current fierce nostalgia for World War II movies and books. Faludi convincingly argues that movies like Saving Private Ryan and best-selling popular histories by Stephen Ambrose speak to a yearning baby boomer men have for being part of something bigger than themselves, something like, say, a World War II army platoon, where other men provided support and nurturance. A structure like that, Faludi says, fostered an older model of maternal masculinity, where being a man was about collectively doing or creating something tangible that was essential to a larger mission. One test of a big think book like this is whether or not the phenomenon it discusses applies for all men across the divides of race and class and sexual orientation. I'd say Stiffed aces that test. Faludi interviews all sorts of men, from promise keepers to L.A. gangsters to Citadel cadets to Sly Stallone to veterans of Stonewall and the New Left. In fact, in the revered writing tradition of the late J. Anthony Lucas, Stiffed is largely composed of the riveting oral testimony of these men about their vague sense of emptiness. In her knockout opening chapter, Faludi describes how she traveled in 1996 to Southern California to investigate the closing of both the Long Beach Naval Shipyard and the downsizing of the nearby McDonnell Douglas Aerospace headquarters. The shipyard workers were certainly devastated by the closing, but Faludi found that they retained pride in their work up until the very last hour. Their sense of authority, she says, was based on having authored something productive within the context of the shipyard that functioned like a community. The laid-off white-collar McDonnell Douglas men, in contrast, were like ships without rudders. Faludi says, McDonnell Douglas had encouraged its male workers to base their manhood on a dependency that resembled a certain type of femininity, ornamental femininity. The company had issued them glittery titles and fancy nameplates and jewelry in the shape of jet fighters. It had all turned to tin when they found the pink slips on their desks. I'm not sure that the college-educated men who are likely to form the bulk of Faludi's male readers are going to appreciate being told that they've fallen into a position oddly akin to that of the 1950s housewife, stripped of connections to a wider world and invited to fill the void with consumption and self-display. But Stift is tough, politically charged stuff, not just touchy-feely psycho twaddle. I think real men and women will be able to take it.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University.